Participatory Ergonomics in a Bed Manufacturing Industry in Guatemala. Introduction. Musculoskeletal injuries, which are alterations of anatomical structures such as nerves, ligaments, tendons, etc., are a significant concern in various industries. Their genesis depends on multiple risks that can be mitigated using various methodologies. In this context, participatory ergonomics emerges as a crucial tool, proposing to reform working conditions and reduce the incidence of health conditions due to these injuries. Our objective was to identify workers' health damage and ergonomic risk factors in two areas of a bed manufacturing workplace in Guatemala City. Method. We conducted an observational, cross-sectional study on sewing and logistics workers in a bed manufacturing workplace with a sample of 83 workers chosen at random. The workers participated voluntarily and anonymously. We used the free-to-use Ergopar software application version 2.1.0.0 for data processing. Results. The health damages identified by the workers were in the neck, shoulders and back, lumbar back, hands and or wrists and feet. The ergonomic risk factors identified as a priority were walking, tilting the head and neck forward, leaning the trunk forward, exerting pressure with one foot, and working on vibrating areas. Conclusions. Our study underscores the importance of participatory ergonomics in establishing a baseline diagnosis of health damage to workers, especially musculoskeletal injuries. It also highlights the role of volunteer commitment in optimizing working conditions.